The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Bandi Channel, welcome to another silsila of Path to Success. And inshallah, the topic which we brought to you is very straightforward, and that is teaching of Islam. And what about teaching of Islam, inshallah, we will learn about this in the silsila today. So do continue to watch all the way to the end, inshallah. You will learn a lot of things because our deen, our Islam, has so many things to teach us, inshallah. We learn what them things are, and some of the things we'll try to cover, inshallah, because we can't cover everything in this silsila. But inshallah, we'll try to learn as much things as possible. Inshallah, in our silsila, we normally have with us about the puzzle of the day, inshallah, and also guess the word. So, inshallah, we will be going through this, inshallah. Let's see this on the screen, inshallah.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Ji, mashallah, it's been mixed up quite well. There's a few smiles from our Muballigins, inshallah. And alhamdulillah, today we have our Muballigins with us, alhamdulillah. We have our Bilal Shabir Madani and our Ustad Khalid Madani with us also, alhamdulillah, and Harun Bhai with us as a Naat Khan. So inshallah, if you have any requests for any kalams as well, you can do so, inshallah. Let's start by inshallah by listening to a kalam, inshallah.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله بھیج کے گلی گلی تبا پھر کے گلی گلی تبا ٹھوکرے سب کی کھائے کیوں Thank you. غفلت عیش ہے ستو یاد حضور کی قسم غفلت عیش ہے ستو خوب ہے قید میں ہم خوب ہے قید میں ہم کوئی ہمیں چھوڑا کیوں دل کو جو عقل دے خدا تیری گلی سے جا جس کو ہو درد کا مزا جس کو ہو درد کا مزا ناز دوا اٹھائے کیوں جس کو ہو درد کا مزا ناز دوا تیری گلی سے جائے کیوں اب تو نہ روک اے ولی عادت سگ بگڑ گئی اب تو نہ روک اے ولی عادت سگ لقمہ تر کھلائے کیوں میرے کریم پہلے ہی لقمہ تر کھلائے کیوں دل کو جو عقل دے خدا تیری گلی سنگے درے حضور سے ہم کو خدا نصب دے سنگے درے حضور سے ہم کو خدا نصب دے جانا سر کو جا چکے جانا سر کو جا چکے دل کو قرار آئے کیوں دل کو جو عقل دے خدا تیری گلی سے جا رب بجائے کیوں پھر کے گلی گلی
Subhanallah, mashallah, such a beautiful kalam. Alhamdulillah, whenever we hear these kalams which remind us of the blessed lands of Madinatul Manawara and Makkatul Makarama, alhamdulillah, it takes us closer to the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should make it a routine, a habit, at least try to listen to some kalams which will build this love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts, inshallah. My dear viewers, inshallah, today our topic is teaching of Islam, inshallah, a very big topic, you can say, teaching of Islam. What does Islam teach us? Alhamdulillah, Islam teaches us everything, basically a way to live our life. And if it starts from the time of birth, or if time of birth to our death, from young age to old, from boy to man, from a girl to a woman, from a son to a father, from a father to a son, from right to wrong, from wrong to right, from morning to night, from the time we wake up in the morning, from the time we sleep, from a student to a teacher, from an employee to an employer, from an owner to a tenant, from revenge to forgiveness, from hatred to love, from cowardice to bravery, from nijasat to purification, from greed to contentment, and the list can just go on, alhamdulillah. What Islam teaches us, mashallah. And I made it quite easy for our muballigheen, alhamdulillah. So many things which we can cover, alhamdulillah. So this is our Islam, alhamdulillah. Such a beautiful religion which teaches us every aspect. You know, especially, alhamdulillah, when you sit with the ulama ikram, the people who are answering the questions, who are muftiyan ikram, when you sit in the sohbat, in the company, you'll find that when people come with a question and you think, where did they get this question from? And alhamdulillah, Islam has an answer for it. So Islam teaches us everything, inshallah. We'll start off with Bilal Shabir Madani, alhamdulillah. Bilal bhai, you know, what teaching of Islam, subhanallah, so many things. I've just mentioned a list of things for you, and it's all yours now. Where you want to start from and where do you want to end?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. No doubt this topic, the teaching of Islam, is extremely vast. If you just understand it from this one aspect, the era before Islam is known as the era of ignorance. When Islam has come, the era of knowledge commences. So you understand what teachings, what words of wisdom, what madani pearls Islam brought about. And if we start off, generally Islam can be understood from two aspects, beliefs and the actions. So we talk about imaniyat, we talk about faith, then Islam teaches us that there is one true creator, Allah Almighty. And Islam tells us that Allah Almighty is unique, He is independent, He is free from the need of anyone. He does not need anyone to partake in the actions that Allah Azza wa Jal does in creation. When you go further on with imaniyat, you explain regarding the attributes of Allah Almighty whilst looking in the Quran, in the ahadith, you look at these two corpuses of Islamic literature, you understand that who is our creator? And this is the most. This is the question which is one of the most important questions in a human being's life. That how have I come onto earth? What is my purpose on earth? And is there any objective that I need to fulfill? Is there any purpose of me being on earth? So Islam teaches us the questions that people have innately within them. And this is why Islam resonates with many people, Abdul Hanan bhai. It's the case that Islam answers those questions which are deep down. And they answer in such a beautiful, clear way that you're like, subhanallah. Without people who are non of faith probably don't say subhanallah, but they say, you know, oh my God, it's quite amazing that the answer which I've held on for my entire life was answered so simply. And this is the beauty of Islam, alhamdulillah. Everything is clear. Meaning the main, if a person observes just the correct translation of the Quran, for example, Kanzul Iman or Kanzul Irfan, a person will be able to understand what Islam is teaching us. So we start off with the belief about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We move on to the belief about the prophets and messengers, that the reason why they have come onto earth, why Allah Almighty sent them in human being form, them being infallible, sinless, their character being perfect and exemplary, one to follow. You move on to the belief of the angels, that creation that is made out of light, that creation that has no free will and it does only what Allah commands. And remember, this is a very important point as well, that we must remember that nobody can ever object to the will of Allah, to the command of Allah. And Allah Almighty has created the creation the way He wills. So after angels, you have the creation of jinn kind. This creation created out of fire, and they are different, even we can say beliefs or types of them as well. Some are even believing amongst the jinn. Some are disbelievers, and they are 9 times the population of human beings. They are 9 times more than this. So like this, Islam tells us, alhamdulillah, amongst the fundamental teachings of Islam, regarding these particular aspects of Imaniyat. This was only a few, otherwise there's so many. We speak about, life after death, even in the world that we live in today, speaking about the hereafter. All of these things, the day of judgment, alhamdulillah, Islam clarifies all of these points as well. The aspect of justice within Islam is very, very powerful, because today, if any wrongdoing is done in the world and we see that maybe, there's no immediate repercussions for such oppressors, Muslims believe in a day of requital, a day of judgment. Yeah. Let's just summarize everything, because we don't have enough time. Surah Al-Fatiha. Surah Al-Fatiha is really the summary of Islam, the summary of the message of Islam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That all praise, whether we praise Allah or not, all praise innately is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the sustainer, the cherisher of all the universes. Then we move on to Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Out of all the attributes of Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty presents these two. Because these are the ones that will most definitely attract us as well. Allah's mercy of being Rahman is for everyone. Mashallah. And Allah's attribute of Rahim is specific to the believers. Then we move on to Maliki Yawmiddin, the one who has entire ownership of that day of judgment. Okay. That day that today people don't have justice in their lives. That day Allah Almighty is the sole owner. And justice will be done on that day. We move on to Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. Oh Allah, we only worship you. And oh Allah, Iyyaka nasta'in. And oh Allah, in reality, haqiqatan, every help that even we acquire from the world, every help is originally from your given ability. You grant people and they help us. Just like we go to a doctor, we help other people out in the world. And just like the awliya and the prophets alayhi salam, the Quran being mentioned, the fasting of Ramadan being mentioned, interceding and helping the people as well. Allah says in the Quran, ista'inu bis sabri wa salah, seek help from patience and the prayer. So here Allah, these things help us because Allah Almighty has granted blessings and the ability to help them. We attain peace and tranquility from them. So for example, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. Those were the verses for Allah Almighty and explaining Allah Almighty in the beginning. The next verses of Surah Al-Fatiha are for the people. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Grant us the ability to tread on the straight path. Because we've already been guided, but Allah, grant us steadfastness on this path. And then, which path? This is very important, because today, in all of time, from the time after the Sahaba and the Tabi'un, really even in the time of the Sahaba, different groups came out saying that they were, believers and saying that they were Muslims. But who are the true people that you should follow? Which is the path of Allah? Which is Ihdina Siratul Mustaqim? What is Siratul Mustaqim? The ulama mentioned this is the Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah. Because these are those groups of people, as mentioned in Tafsir Miftahul Ihsan, a very beautiful point. It is the Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah. Siratul Ladina An'amta Alayhim. Oh Allah, we want and we are asking for to be guided and to tread on that path, to follow in that way. Which way? The straight way of those whom your favor is upon.
Subhanallah.
So it's not just any path, and it's not just a generic path, but oh Allah, this is the path of the prophets, the path of the martyrs, the path of the awliya of Islam. And this is very important that we must highlight this point as well. So even just coming back to the topic of the teachings of Islam, the teaching of Islam is what? That which is in accordance with the teachings of our pious predecessors. All the way back to the time of the Sahaba-i-Kiram, including no doubt the Sahaba, and which was the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So this is a very, very important element here, Abdul Hanan bhai. And then secondly, I quoted from the Quran. If you want to know about the teachings of Islam, come to the Holy Quran. And this is something unfortunately we have left today. There's one parable which has been mentioned, I'd like to quickly mention it. There was in I think this was the Indo-Pak continent, and in the area, in the like villages, they would invite the imam or the pious personality known in that time, and he would visit people's homes to do dua of blessings for them, and they would invite him for a feast. It's just nothing farz or wajib, just a happy occasion and something for blessings to descend. So what they did was, this time a particular household asked for this particular personality's time. So once he got there, he did dua, they presented him with a meal, a feast, and then he was about to leave. And when he was about to leave, it mentions that there was a son and a father who was with him. And that son said to the father that, "Oh my father," the elderly man had left, the pious man had left. The son is saying, "Oh my father, we had money here. We had left money here, and it was only me, you, and this third person, this sheikh, or this person who's come. And now he has taken the money. I believe he has taken the money, because I've checked everywhere, I can't find it." So now the father's like, "Wait a minute, calm down. That's not, you can't just accuse this pious man of Allah for stealing. You know, go look around in the house, go look around in the other rooms, you may have left it there." An entire year passes by and they still have not found that piece of money. And the son is accusing the pious man. So the next year, because this was an annual event which would take place, he came to the same home again, they do dua again. So after the dua and before the meal, the father has gone out to go and collect something. The son now has found opportunity. He's like, "I'm going to ask him now." And he says, "Oh Sheikh, don't take it the wrong way. But, last year we had some money here, and me and my father were the only ones here. And when we came back, the money was gone. So I think it was you. Could you please kind of own up to it or tell us what has happened?" Now, the elderly man started crying. And this young boy, he's realized that, "Oh, I'm in trouble now for my father. Because my father said, don't ask of this, what are you doing?" The father comes back, finds the elderly pious man crying, and he says, "What's the situation?" And the son tells him that, "I've accused him of stealing," and he's began to cry. The pious man stops crying and he says, "I'm not crying because of that. I'm not crying because you've accused me or falsely accused me. I'm crying, you know, the Quran that you have up there, which is covered in a ghilaf, in a cover, bring that to me." He brought the Quran open, he opened the cover, and the money was placed inside. He said, "When you and your father were sorting out the feast, your money was all over the place. So I put it together, put it into the cover of the Holy Quran, so that you're a Muslim household, you'll open the Quran and read it." I'm crying for the fact that a Muslim household, for an entire year, you've not opened the Quran. And we're talking about the teachings of Islam today. We want to know about Islam. We want to see the beauty of Islam within our lives. We are Muslim. But when have we ever come back to the Quran? And this is a point that we have to come back to, because if we are not coming back to our main source of guidance, then how do we expect to be guided? And how is our character going to be reformed? Both men of the household, women of the household, children of the household. We all need rectification. And this is my first humble request, that now develop this habit of opening the Quran. If you do not know how to recite the Quran, alhamdulillah, Da'wah Islami has free classes available. Come to your local, Fazan Medina building, masjid, and take an enrollment, inshallah. Separately for Islamic sisters, separately for Islamic brothers. And in this way, when you draw near to Allah, the teachings of Islam will resonate in your personality. You know, people won't have to think, is this person a Muslim or not? His appearance or the way of speech, the way he treats people, his character, this will emanate as being a true Muslim.
MashaAllah, dear viewers, alhamdulillah, our Bilal Shabib Madani covered a lot of things there, alhamdulillah, as well, about the teaching of Islam. And if you look at, you want to learn about Islam, alhamdulillah, the Quran is the teaching. It's there. Everything you will find in the Quran, to the extent the Sahaba Ikram alayhim rizwan and the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is how they connected to the Quran. And to be honest with you, today we have questions regarding our deen, or someone falls about this masala, about this masala. The masails are already there, the answers are already there. It is our duty to go and open up the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to start reading it. And inshallah, from there you will get the answers, inshallah. So alhamdulillah, we have Ustad Khalid Madani with us, inshallah, as well. Ustad Sahab, unique topic, just an open topic, you can say, teaching of Islam. And where do you want to start from?
Ji Abdul Rahman bhi, jis tarah Ustad Bilal Shabir sahab ne bayan kiya ke Quran Pak har hawale se hamari jo hai na woh rahnumai karta hai, koi bhi topic ho, teaching of Islam ho ya koi bhi ho. Quran Pak mein hi Allah tbarak wa taala irshad farmata hai, laqad kana lakum fi rasulillahi uswatun hasana.
Subhanallah.
Ke logo, tumhare liye mere mahboob ka uswa hasana ek behtareen namuna hai zindagi guzarne ke liye. اب ٹیچنگ آف اسلام کو دیکھیں تو نبی کریم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی جتنی بھی زندگی ہے، آپ کی حیات طیبہ ہے، وہ ساری کی ساری ہی ٹیچنگ آف اسلام ہے. آپ نے اپنی حیات ظاہری کے اندر جو جو کیا وہ ہمارے لیے ٹیچنگ اور تعلیمات ہیں، ہم اس پر عمل کریں. اب جس طرح آپ نے شروع میں ایک لسٹ بیان کی تھی کہ ایک بچے سے لے کر بوڑھا ہونے تک، نوجوان سے لے کر بڑھاپے تک، شور اور اس کے علاوہ اس میں ایک یہ بھی تھا کہ صبح سے لے کر شام تک، اب اگر ہم نبی کریم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی زندگی مبارکہ، سیرت طیبہ کو، حیات مبارکہ کو دیکھیں صبح سے لے کر شام تک، کہ آپ کا انداز کیسا تھا، وہ سارا کا سارا ٹیچنگ آف اسلام ہے.
سبحان اللہ.
نبی کریم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی یہ عادت مستمرہ تھی کہ آپ فجر کی اذان سے پہلے جاگ جایا کرتے تھے تہجد کے لیے. تو تہجد کے لیے اٹھنا، یا یوں کہہ لیں کہ فجر سے پہلے اٹھنا، اور یہی ہمارے لیے ٹیچنگ آف اسلام ہے.
سبحان اللہ.
کہ بینگ مسلم ہمیں چاہیے کہ نہ فقط فجر کی نماز کے لیے، بچے اس سے پہلے تہجد کے لیے بھی اٹھا کریں.
سبحان
اللہ. اور آج کل جس کنٹری میں ہم رہتے ہیں یہاں پر تو تہجد کے لیے اٹھنا بڑا آسان ہے. دیکھیں عبدالحنان بھائی، ہر چیز کا ایک نا پیک ٹائم ہوتا ہے، ہر چیز کا. جس طرح لوگ شاپنگ کرتے ہیں تو وہ بھی پیک ٹائم کے انتظار کرتے ہیں کہ جب وہ منڈے آئے یا وہ فرائیڈے آئے تو ہم زیادہ شاپنگ کریں گے، سستی ملیں گی. جو ٹیکسی ڈرائیور ہوتے ہیں ان کے بھی ایک پیک ٹائم ہوتا ہے کہ ویکینڈ پہ پیسنجر زیادہ ملیں گے. اور ڈرائیونگ جو کرتے ہیں، لوگوں نے پتا ہوتا ہے یار جب صبح فجر کو بچوں کو ڈراپ کرنا ہوتا ہے نا، اسکول ٹائم یا چھٹی ٹائم، یہ پیک ٹائم ہوتا ہے ٹریفک کا، اس سے بچ کے کوئی اور ٹائم ٹریولنگ کا جو ہے یوٹیلائز کیا جائے. اسی طرح اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی بارگاہ میں زیادہ اندر کروز ہونا چاہتے ہیں، زیادہ قرب حاصل کرنا چاہتے ہیں، تو اس کا جو پیک ٹائم ہے وہ تہجد کا ٹائم ہے.
سبحان اللہ. سبحان.
تہجد کا ٹائم ہے، اور وہ اصل وقت ہے کہ جب آپ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ سے جو ہے نا وہ اپنے دکھڑے سنانے کا ٹائم ہے، اللہ تعالیٰ سے گفتگو کرنے کا ٹائم ہے، جب ساری دنیا سو رہی ہے، ساری دنیا سو رہی ہے، گپ اندھیرا چھایا ہوا ہے، اور آپ اپنا گرم گرم بستر چھوڑ کر اچھے طریقے سے وضو کرتے ہیں، بہترین سا لباس پہنتے ہیں، بہترین سی خوشبو لگاتے ہیں، مصلا اپنے گھر کے اندر روم کے اندر بچھاتے ہیں، اور سارے سوئے ہوئے ہیں، اندھیرا ہے، بس اتنی روشنی ہے کہ مصلا آپ کو نظر آ جائے، تو اس میں آپ نماز پڑھتے ہیں دو رکعت، چار رکعت، جتنی آپ کی استطاعت ہے. وہ سب سے اٹھنے کے بعد دن کا سب سے پہلا کام اپنی پیشانی اللہ کی بارگاہ میں رکھ دیے، دو رکعت، چار رکعت، چھ، جتنی آپ کی استطاعت، اس کے بعد آپ اللہ تعالیٰ سے دعا کریں. جو بھی آپ کے دکھڑے ہیں، جو بھی پریشانیاں ہیں، انگزائٹی ہے، ٹینشن ہے، جاب نہیں مل رہی، فائنینشلی ڈیفیکلٹی ہے، اولاد کی طرف سے کوئی ایشو ہے، جو بھی ہے، رب تعالیٰ سے وہ ہم کلام ہوں، اللہ تعالیٰ کو دکھڑے سنائیں، ادعونی استجب لکم، اس نے ٹائٹل قرآن میں سنا دیا ہوا ہے کہ تم مجھ سے دعا کرو جو ہے میں تمہاری دعاؤں کو قبول کروں گا. اب جب آپ کے دن کی ابتدا ہی اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی بارگاہ میں وہ ایاک نعبد و ایاک نستعین سے شروع ہو رہی ہے، تو سارا دن ہی بابرکت ہوگا، اللہ کے نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی سنت پر بھی عمل ہوگا، اور تہجد کے تو فضائل اتنے ہیں. اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ تہجد کی نماز یعنی قائم کرو، بھوکھوں کو کھانا کھلاؤ، رشتہ داروں کے ساتھ صلہ رحمی کرو، اور جنت میں جگہ پاؤ.
سبحان اللہ، ماشاءاللہ، کیا بات.
یعنی جنت میں جانے کا جو شارٹ کٹ رستہ ہے ان میں سے ایک تہجد ہے.
ماشاءاللہ.
اچھا سائنٹیفکلی بھی اگر دیکھیں نا تو ایک تعداد ہے جو صبح اٹھ کے ایکسرسائز کرتی ہے، جم میں چلے جاتے ہیں، سورج طلوع نہیں ہوتا لیکن جم میں چلے جاتے ہیں. اس میں سائنٹیفکلی اس میں فائدے بھی ہیں کہ اگر انسان صبح اس وقت کرتا ہے تو آکسیجن اس وقت زیادہ مفید ہوتی ہے، کیونکہ رات کو وہ جو شبنم پڑتی ہے نا، تو جو اٹماسفیئر ہے، ماحول، انوائرمنٹ ہے، آلودگی جو ہوتی ہے وہ سیٹل ڈاؤن ہو جاتی ہے. تو جو اب آب و ہوا ہے نا، آکسیجن، وہ پیور ہے. اب اس وقت آپ چہل قدمی کریں، اور اگر ذہن سے مسجد میں جائیں اور وہ بھی پیدل چل کر جائیں، تو ایک ایک قدم چلنے پر بھی آپ کو ثواب ملے گا. بلکہ حدیث پاک میں ہے کہ مسجد کی طرف چلنا اٹ از آلسو عبادت، ذالک الرباط، حدیث پاک کے الفاظ ہیں کہ یہ بھی عبادت میں شمار ہوتا ہے. تو آپ کا قدم چل کر جانا، وہ کر کے جانا، ایکسرسائز کی ایکسرسائز، خالص آکسیجن کی خالص آکسیجن، اور اس کے ساتھ ساتھ تہجد جب پڑھیں گے تو اس کے دعا اپنے ہی وارے نیار ہو جائے. اچھا پھر نبی کریم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی تعلیمات سے بات چلی تھی نا، آپ صبح اٹھ کر یہ تہجد عطا فرمایا کرتے تھے. اس کے بعد نبی کریم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام جب کبھی آپ بیدار ہوتے نا صبح کے وقت، تو آپ اپنی آنکھوں کو اس طرح مساج کیا کرتے تھے.
سبحان اللہ.
یہ سنت بھی ہے اور سائنٹیفکلی اس کے بڑے فوائد بھی ہیں. سائنس کہتی ہے کہ ایک ریسرچ کے مطابق انسان کی جو ہیومن باڈی ہے نا، اس کے اندر کم و بیش 11 سسٹم ہیں، 11 نظام ہیں مختلف قسم کے. تو ظاہر ہے جب بندہ سلیپ کر رہا ہوتا ہے تو سوائے بریدنگ کے ایوری تھنگ از سلیپنگ، ہر ایک باڈی جو ہے نا وہ ریسٹ کر رہی ہوتی ہے، ہر ایک اس کا حساب ریسٹ کر رہا ہوتا ہے. اب جب یکدم اٹھتے ہیں تو نظام کو محرک کرنے کے لیے کوئی تھوڑی دیر چاہیے ہوگی. سادہ سے مثال ہے ڈیزل کی گاڑی ہو نا اور ساری رات کھڑی ہے پارک میں ڈرائیو وے پہ, صبح آپ نے اس کو ڈرائیو کرنا ہے تو وہ مکینک بھی کہتا ہے تھوڑی دیر اس کو ڈرائیو اسٹارٹ کر کے ہولڈ آن رکھو اسٹارٹ, بس تھوڑی سی گرم ہو لینے دو. وہ گرم ہونے کے بعد پھر کریں گے تو وہ آپ کا انجن جو ہے نا وہ اتنا افیکٹ نہیں ہوگا ود آؤٹ اینی سملیرٹی. جب آپ اٹھتے ہیں, اٹھ کر اپنی آنکھوں کا مساج کرتے ہیں تو اس سے ایسی ایک تحریک سی پیدا ہوتی ہے کہ جو پورے نظام کو جو ہے نا محرک کر دیتی ہے, سارے سسٹم کو ایکٹیو کر دیتی ہے. تو اگر انسان نبی کریم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی سنت پر عمل کرتے ہوئے اس سنت کو بھی ادا کرے, اور ویسے بھی ایک تعداد ہے جب اٹھتے ہیں تو وہ عموماً آنکھیں ملتے ہیں, بچوں کی تو خصوصی عادت ہوتی ہے وہ آنکھیں کھول ہی نہیں پاتے لائٹ آن ہو, تو یہ اگر سنت پر عمل کرنے کی نیت سے کریں گے تو انشاءاللہ عزوجل سنت کا سنت پر ثواب, اور اس کے علاوہ جو دنیاوی فائدے ہیں وہ اس سے ہٹ کر. تو مطلب یہ کہ نبی کریم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی زندگی وہ جو قرآن پاک کی آیت ہے لقد کان لکم فی رسول اللہ اسوۃن حسنہ, اگر ہم نبی کریم علیہ السلام کی اسوہ حسنہ کے مطابق زندگی بسر کریں گے تو سمجھے ہم نے تعلیمات اسلامیہ کے مطابق ٹیچنگ آف اسلام کے مطابق زندگی بسر کرنا شروع کر دی.
ماشاءاللہ ڈیئر ویورز, یو جسٹ بین ہیئرنگ سم بیوٹیفل ورڈز بائی استاد خالد مدنی صاحب الحمدللہ عزوجل, اینڈ اسٹارٹڈ فرام دی ویری اسٹارٹ of the day, you can say the time when you wake up, alhamdulillah, the teaching of Islam at that time, what Islam teaches us and how we should be at that time, to, from the time you're getting up from your bed, from and how you should be getting up from your bed. Ustaz Sahib, I remember one of our Rukne Shura, I told us that the way Amir-e Sunnat gets out of his bed and how the teaching is like, you know, if someone sits straight back, straight up like this, once he's, if he's lying on his back, he sits, this could be harmful for the back. So you turn towards the left side a bit, and then you turn yourself onto the right, and then you sit up. And alhamdulillah, look, this is the beauty and the tarbiyat of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how our deen teaches us, subhanallah. You know, Ustaz Sahib like took us into that maze of getting up in the morning, subhanallah, and that teaching, and how to be waking up, and then how to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of tahajjud, subhanallah. This is the teaching of Islam, my dear Islam brothers. This, my dear viewers, this is the teaching, alhamdulillah, which teaches us to gain the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Along with this, alhamdulillah, how to get this your heart to feel this tranquility, this beauty, alhamdulillah, azawajal. So there are many things about teaching of Islam. Arun bhai, alhamdulillah, we've heard from Bilal Shabir Madani about the Quran. We've heard from Ustad Khalid Sahib regarding the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. These are the teachings of Islam. Inshallah, what have you got for us?
So before I actually go into any of the points that I had in mind, subhanAllah, just from the discussion that's been going on since we started, it made me realize two things. Number one, made me appreciate how beautiful and how much of a complete religion our religion is. You know, think about it. The religion that tells you how to wake up, when to wake up, what to do in your daily life. And it's basically an A to Z encyclopedia of how to live your life. And this is literally from birth to death, you know, from cradle to death, you could say. How complete it is, subhanAllah. And it's a shame that, unfortunately, we as Muslims today do not follow Islam completely, do not enter Islam completely. That is our own, you could say, misfortune. And this is something that we should work on. That's the first thing I wanted to, alhamdulillah, highlight. The second thing was how lucky we are to be born into Muslim families and to be blessed with Islam and Iman. And there's many people out there who may be very good people and, you know, may have many good characteristics and traits, but they don't have Iman. But alhamdulillah, you know, we as Muslims should be grateful and we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, the more we thank Him, the less it is that we are born as Muslims, we have Iman, and we should also pray that we also leave this world with our Iman intact, and that He protects our Iman and preserves it for us. Now, you know, going back to a point that I had in mind was the way Islam teaches us about neighbors. This is another thing I feel, again, is, you could say, almost missing a lot of times.
This wasn't on my list, Arun bhai, but mashallah, there's many things which weren't on my list you can add to my, subhanAllah, beautiful.
Yes, so I mean, especially, you know, being in a country or being in the West, let's just say, where we may be neighbors with those people who aren't necessarily of the same faith, it is an onus and it's upon us a right to respect them and give them the due right that Islam has told us to give them. Now, Islam, subhanAllah, if you look into it realistically, the way it emphasizes the rights of the neighbors, and inshallah, I'll try to go into a few, we may not even be aware of. And really and truly, if we were to, like I said, follow Islam completely and actually act upon the commandments of Islam, this could bring about many, many benefits. Of the number, you'd be surprised. And you know, nowadays, people can complain of poverty, of health issues, of society issues like their children not listening to them, of many other, you know, problems and issues. And I would say one big, you could say the biggest solution for all of this would be to follow Islam the way it ought to be followed. Follow Islam completely, A to Z, the way we've been told to follow it. Now, just with regards to the rights of neighbors and, you know, some of the guidelines that we are told by Islam, number one is that you must help the neighbor if he asks for help. And here, it's not optional, you must help them. So for example, you know, nowadays, let me give you a small example. You know, the neighbor knocks on your door in the morning. He says, you know, my car's not starting. Can you give me a hand? And, you know, we may fail. We want to, we don't. And we may get lazy. But we have to remember here that Islam is emphasizing that if your neighbor asks for help, you have to help him. Secondly, if we move on, you give him relief if he asks for relief. And this could be relief in many regards. You know, this could be financial relief. It could be if he asks you for something else. Islam tells us that if, you know, he is in need of something, you give that to him. Sure. Then if he needs a loan, for example, and you're able to provide that, then you lend him a loan. You know, subhanAllah, sometimes I think to myself that, you know, certain things that should be ingrained within a human anyway, Islam outlines that for us. That as a human being, how should you be? You know, alhamdulillah, Islam within itself is a religion, but it really makes you realize your purpose of human living as a human, how you should be living in society. Then if we move on, do not block his air by raising your building. No, subhanAllah, you wouldn't even think this, that if you're building your house, you could say in a way, this is a guidance for those who are building houses. You would think, okay, if I'm building a house, I'll get the plan made and, you know, go to the architect and get everything sketched up. But before you do that, you have to turn to Islam. And within there, even you will find a guideline that if you are raising your house or you're building something, make sure your neighbor is not affected by this.
SubhanAllah.
If we move on, do not harass your neighbor. Give him a share when you buy fruits and stuff. So like this, there are many things, very basic, simple things, you know, day-to-day things which may not even cross your mind, but Islam tells us about this. This is, we're talking about the neighbors here. We're not talking about family members. We're not talking about siblings. We're not talking about parents. You know, if we were to go on to the rights of these people, then we may feel that we're lacking in a very high regard. But, you know, subhanAllah, just going back to my original point, Islam has given us A to Z. You know, you could say that it has not even left a little grain's worth of what you could need guidance on. And it is upon us to learn what Islam tells us, to learn the teachings of Islam, as is today's topic, and then inshallah try to implement them within our lives.
Inshallah, dear viewers, alhamdulillah, we've been hearing about the teaching of Islam and what Islam teaches. Alhamdulillah, we've heard from the Quran, from the lives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived. And then Harun, by moving on to the rights of neighbors. Alhamdulillah, our beautiful deen, it teaches us this compassionate for everyone, every living thing, not just the living thing, but the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Imam Abu Wahab Sharani rahmatullahi states that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala sallam, he advises us all to soften our hearts and compassionate to all creation whilst remaining within the boundaries of Sharia. And Imam Sharani rahmatullah alayhi writes that Sayyidina Ali Hawass rahmatullah alayhi states that the mercy to all is that a person is merciful to lifeless objects just like he is compassionate to living things. SubhanAllah. You know, our deen, it's so beautiful that it tells us to be merciful to even lifeless objects. This is the teaching of Islam, alhamdulillah. Things which don't have life around us. You know, so today we could maybe damage something and bring pain to something which is it doesn't have life. But alhamdulillah, our deen, the teaching of Islam tells us that, you know, be also merciful to them things. And if you look at the seerah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you'll find that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed compassionate mercy towards animals. and also towards lifeless objects, the mimbar, when the mimbar of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was made, the tree trunk, you know, what did the tree trunk start to do, Bilal Shabir bhai? It started to shed tears, there was a sound coming. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and showed that compassionate towards this. So this is the teaching of Islam, alhamdulillah. Islam teaches us so much, inshallah. We'll go to our package, inshallah, of the day today, inshallah. And then we'll come back talking about our topic, inshallah. Let's see what the package of the day is.
The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, "The one who has a daughter and he does not bury her alive, and nor does he consider her to be disgraceful, nor prefer his son to her, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him enter paradise." Subhanallah. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "Do not call daughters bad. I have daughters too. Undoubtedly, daughters are very loving, sympathetic, and very affectionate." The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "The one who brings up three daughters or sisters in a way that he teaches them manners and treat them with kindness until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes them independent, means they get married, Allah makes paradise wajib for him." Upon hearing this, a blessed companion asked, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if someone brings up two girls," the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Same is the reward for him." The Ravi, the narrator, has said, "Even if people had asked about one girl, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have said the same about it." The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "When a girl born at someone's home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends angels to his home. They say, 'O people of the home, may peace be upon you.' Then the angels cover the baby girl with their wings and moving their hand over her head say, 'It is a weak being that has been born from a weak being. Whoever takes the responsibility of bringing up this weak being, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with him until the day of judgment." Dear viewers, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam not only has highlighted the real status of a daughter through his blessed aqwal, through his blessed sayings, but he sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also taught us the same through his character, that how a wise father should treat his daughters. For persuasion, let's listen to a faith refreshing example of our beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam affection and kindness to his beloved daughter and refresh the faith. When Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha would come to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand up and taking her hand in his own blessed hand, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would kiss it and would seat her on his blessed seat. Likewise, when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, seeing him, she would stand up and taking his blessed hand in her own hand, she would kiss it and request him to sit on her seat. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Inshallah, dear viewers, alhamdulillah, we are listening to some great Madani pools regarding the daughters. Alhamdulillah, our deen also teaches us how to be with your daughters and how to be with your sons. Also how to be with your parents, alhamdulillah. So this is the beauty of Islam. The teaching of Islam, it takes everyone, you know, even an orphan and, you know, someone who's coming to your house, someone who's adopted, how to teach how to take care of that sort of child, alhamdulillah. Everything, you know, it's mentioned regarding such blood relatives, regarding like aunts, uncles, brothers, older brother, etc. Alhamdulillah, the teaching of Islam is there with all these relations, alhamdulillah. So my dear viewers of Madni Channel, alhamdulillah, these are some of the things, alhamdulillah, which we learn on these silsilas of Madni Channel, alhamdulillah. There's a lot more to learn, inshallah. And inshallah, we've got so much to cover, but we've got the guest to guess our word, inshallah. So inshallah, we will turn towards this, inshallah. But before that, guess the puzzle. We'll see this again, and inshallah, we'll go on to guess the word, inshallah.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
MashaAllah Azawajal. That was so inshallah we're on guess the word inshallah. Subhanallah. In the past we've had quite challenging words at times, and sometimes it's easy inshallah. Let's see inshallah where we can start off with inshallah Azawajal. Inshallah, four letter word. G.
A.
No A.
E.
E.
T.
T. No T.
S.
No S.
I.
No I.
H.
No H.
R.
No R.
Very difficult.
O. Jibril. Subhanallah.
So many words can be made from that. Let's try M.
M. No M.
N.
N. No M. Allah.
P.
P. No P.
L.
MashaAllah, looks like Bilal Bhai's got this.
V.
MashaAllah. Subhanallah. MashaAllah.
Subhanallah. Love. The hundreds.
Alhamdulillah. Our deen teaches us love. Alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah.
Six letter word, inshallah. So I'll put one in for you.
Subhanallah.
Ji, Bilal bhai.
I.
I.
There's only one I.
Ji. I's are normally two, but here is one.
D.
So, that's a good guess.
M. A. N.
MashaAllah. Madani. Last one, right also, inshallah.
Okay.
Another six letter word. Yes, sir. How should we call it?
E.
E. No E.
I.
I.
H.
You're just guessing. No H. G. Bilal.
Muhammad.
N.
L.
N. N.
N. No N.
M.
No M. S. No S.
R.
R.
Oh, subhanAllah. F.
The lava is there, mashallah.
D. And Y.
MashaAllah. They have Jummah Friday. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. My dear viewers, alhamdulillah. Bilal bhai, all three. Right today, a hat trick today, alhamdulillah as well. InshaAllah, let's see the puzzle of the day again, inshallah. And then we'll continue with our topic.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Yes, my dear viewers, alhamdulillah. So talking about our topic, our beautiful deen, alhamdulillah, so many things that which we learn in our religion, the teaching of Islam. I just like the way Ustaz Saab started from the you know, getting up in the morning, and same like this throughout our day. There are many things, alhamdulillah, which Islam teaches us, and you know that was from getting up. Then eating, you know, is something which we do every day. Alhamdulillah, our deen teaches us how to eat, and the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for example, using the right hand. And the sort of things what to eat as well, alhamdulillah azawajal, which are from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ustaz Saab talked about scientifically, alhamdulillah, you'll find this in almost every sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that there is something which will, there's a benefit in it, whether it's what we eat, the sunnahs which are to eat, alhamdulillah azawajal, how it works in the body, alhamdulillah azawajal, or whether it's the sunnah of drinking, alhamdulillah azawajal, you take the zamzam, alhamdulillah azawajal, is such a beautiful thing. It's a cure for the body, alhamdulillah. Same like the things which the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam, honey, alhamdulillah, cure for so many things, alhamdulillah. So scientifically, every action of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam is proved. Whether we are in namaz, ustasab, you know, even being in the state of sajda, you know, they say that when the person's in that prostration position, and that this blood circulates, comes to the head very easy, alhamdulillah. So all these things are proven in many ways, alhamdulillah.
उसमें ये ना अब्दुल हनान भाई, कोई भी दुनिया का जब कानून बनाते हैं ना, किसी कंट्री का हो या किसी इलाके का हो या किसी काउंसिल का हो, जिस लेवल का भी, या किसी कंपनी का हो, इंस्टीट्यूट का हो, जब रूल बनाते हैं तो उसके पीछे बहुत बैकग्राउंड होती है और उसके पॉजिटिव नेगेटिव एडवांटेजेस डिसएडवांटेजेस सारे देखे जाते हैं. उसके बाद जब जिसमें ज्यादा बेनिफिट होता है फिर उसके बाद वो रूल बनता है विदाउट एनी सिमिलैरिटी. जब अल्लाह तबारक व तआला ने हमें बयान कर दिया कि मेरे महबूब अलैहिस्सलाम का उसवा हसना तुम्हारे लिए एक जिंदगी के लिए बेहतरीन नमूना है, अब हमें उनकी लॉजिक, वो हिकमत, वो फवायद सारे मालूम है, नहीं मालूम तिब्बी फवायद या साइंटिफिकली फवायद पता है नहीं पता, लेकिन अगर हम उस पर अमल कर लेंगे तो यकीनन वो फायदेमंद ही होगा. जब अल्लाह ताला ने फरमा दिया है, जब किसी काम को अल्लाह के नबी ने फरमा दिया है तो उसके करने में फायदा ही फायदा है, नुकसान नहीं है. दूसरा, नबी करीम अलैहिस्सलाम की हयात तैयबा से ढेर सारे जो है ना वो फवायद हमें मिलते हैं. और चूंकि टीचिंग ऑफ इस्लाम हमारा टॉपिक है तो उसमें से एक टीचिंग ऑफ इस्लाम है इसार करना.
सुभानअल्लाह.
अच्छा, इसार करना क्या होता है कि जो आपका अपना हक है ना किसी दूसरे के ऊपर, उस हक को माफ कर देना, या जो हक दूसरे बंदे का है उससे एक्स्ट्रा कुछ दे देना, दैट इज कॉल्ड इसार, सैक्रिफाइसिंग. फॉर एग्जाम्पल, हम ड्राइव करते हैं तो मेरा राइट है इस तरफ जाना, अब साथ से जो गाड़ी जंक्शन से आ रही है उसका राइट नहीं, उसका राइट है कि मुझे वे देना, मेरा वे है कि मैं पहले जाऊं, मेरा राइट पहले है कि मैं पहले जाऊं, लेकिन मैं सैक्रिफाइस करते हुए अपना हक उसको सैक्रिफाइस कर देता हूं, ठीक है मॉर्निंग है, बच्चों को ड्रॉप करने जा रहा, तुम पहले चले जाओ, दैट इज सैक्रिफाइस, दैट इज इसार, दैट इज कॉल्ड इसार. और ये डेली बेसिस में जो लोग ड्राइव करते हैं तो ये उनको बड़े मौके मिलते हैं, और कहीं तो आपने देखे होंगे ड्राइवर शीशे के अंदर से शाउट कर रहे होते हैं, कि आप बारी मेरी थी तुम कैसे निकल गए, राइट मेरा था तुम कैसे निकल गए.
जब स्टार्ट सम दे बी पुलिंग फॉरवर्ड इज व्हाट सो डजंट गिव यू द अपॉर्चुनिटी दे नो दे गॉट द टाइम स्पेस बट स्टिल वो इस तरह कैफियत में होते हैं.
जबकि इस्लाम हमें ये टीच करता है कि दूसरों को अपने ऊपर प्रायोरिटी दो. नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की बारगाह में एक शख्स आया मेहमान के तौर पर, तो अल्लाह के नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने सहाबा के अंदर अनाउंसमेंट की कि कौन है जो इस मेहमान को अपने घर लेके जाए.
अल्लाह
एक साहबी खड़े हो गए घर लेके मेहमान को.
अल्लाह
मेहमान को तो घर ले गए, घर वालों से पूछा खाना,
अल्लाह
उन्होंने कहा सिर्फ बच्चों का ही खाना है.
अल्लाह
खैर मेहमान नवाजी करने के लिए आपने साहबी ने जो है ना वो कहा कि बच्चों को सुला दिया जाए, बच्चों को सुला दिया. और इस्लाम के अंदर यह है कि जब मेहमान को बुलाओ तो मेजबान भी साथ ही बैठकर खाए ताकि मेहमान की हौसला अफजाई भी हो. अब खाना इतना इनफ था नहीं.
दिस इज ऑल्सो टीचिंग ऑफ इस्लाम.
जी दिस इज ऑल्सो टीचिंग ऑफ इस्लाम. अब खाना इतना इनफ नहीं था लिहाजा उन्होंने क्या किया कि लाइट ऑफ कर दी, यानी उस वक्त दिया बत्ती और इस तरह की लालटेन वगैरह होती थी, कैंडल वगैरह होती थी. तो जो उनकी जोजा थी सहाबी रसूल की वो कैंडल को दुरुस्त करने के खाना ला के रख दिया और कैंडल दुरुस्त करने के बहाने वो गई और चिराग जो है ना गोल कर दी, यानी लाइट ऑफ कर दी, जो कैंडल थी उसको ऑफ कर दिया. अब वो जो मेहमान था वो खाना खा रहा है और जो होस्ट था साहब खाना सहाबी रसूल वो जस्ट वैसे ही प्रिटेंडिंग जी वो साउंड बना रहे हैं ताकि पता चले कि मैं भी साथ खा रहा हूँ, जबकि वो रियलिटी में खा नहीं रहे थे ताकि मेहमान जो है ना वो पेट भरकर खाना खा ले. कि अगर वो साहब खाना भी खाता तो मेहमान का पेट ना भरता. अच्छा खाना खा चुकने के बाद जब सुबह मॉर्निंग हुई नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की बारगाह में हाजिर हुए तो बिना इनके कुछ एक्सप्लेन किए, इन्होंने कुछ नहीं एक्सप्लेन किया, गैबों की खबरदार नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने खुद बयान फरमाया कि रात को जो तुमने मेहमान नवाजी की है अल्लाह तबारक व ताला उससे खुश है और रब ताला ने फिर उनकी इस इसहार को कुरान पाक की सूरत हशर की आयत नंबर 9 के अंदर बयान किया. यानी ये है टीचिंग ऑफ इस्लाम कि व्हेन यू आर इन नीड एंड यू आर सैक्रिफाइस योर नीड फॉर अदर्स और ये इतना कुछ कुर्बान कर दे और हम एक रास्ता भी ना दे जो है ना वो सुबह मॉर्निंग में बच्चों को ड्रॉप करने जा रहे हैं या आप ड्यूटी पे जा रहे हैं, आप लेट हो रहे हैं और साथ वाला आप किससे ज्यादा नीड में है, तो हमने हमें तो जगह जगह पे मौका मिलता है कि हम इंतजार करें. इसी तरह नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की सीरत में आप देखें बेशुमार जो है ना वो आपको एग्जाम्पल मिलेंगी. एक औरत थी नबी करीम अलैहिस्सलाम की घर तशरीफ लाई, हजरत आयशा रजी अल्लाह तआला अन्हा घर में मौजूद थी, तो उसने कहा कि मेरी ये दो छोटियां बच्चियां और भूखी हैं तो खाने के लिए कुछ चाहिए. तो हजरत आयशा रजी अल्लाह तआला ने देखा घर में सिर्फ एक खजूर थी, आपने वो उस औरत को पकड़ा दी. उस औरत ने खुद नहीं खाई बल्कि उसको दो हिस्सों में तकसीम करके आधी एक बच्चे को खिला दी, दूसरी बच्चे को खिला दी.
अल्लाह सुभान.
इसमें बहुत सारा सीखने को, एक तो देखे कि हजरत आयशा रजी अल्लाह तआला ने जिन्होंने वो खजूर शायद इफ्तारी के लिए रखी हुई थी वो सैक्रिफाइस की, और उस औरत का कमाल देखें कि बजाय खुद खाने के ये तीन हिस्सों में डिवाइड करती अपने बच्चियों को खिला दी. यानी इस्लाम ये टीच करता है कि आप अपनी जरूरत की जो चीजें हैं वो भी दूसरों पर सैक्रिफाइस करें, कि जब आपको खुद जरूरत है उस वक्त दूसरों को तरजीह देना.
मेनी थिंग्स लाइक दिस यू विल फाइंड इन आवर ब्यूटीफुल दीन अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह, इन द टीचिंग ऑफ इस्लाम अबाउट sacrificing the thing which you will need to someone else. Like we heard this beautiful story of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how they, one was in need of water but he sacrificed it for his brother and he passed it on to the other. So dear viewers of Bandi Chan, these are some of the teachings of Islam and many more alhamdulillah. When you look at the lives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the lives of the sahaba, the lives of the awliya, you'll find this in their lives, and it's nothing that this was something which was 1400 years ago or a very long time ago. You will find this in the pious people of our time, that they will have this type of nature, they will have this type of habits inside them. The actual teaching of Islam are still with them, although Islam from the time of Nabuwah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam until now, alhamdulillah, still that teaching is still carrying on within the awliya, the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bilal Shabir bhai, many things we can mention, and the time is really short with us as well. You want to listen to a kalam as well from Harun bhai. If you can touch upon something else, alhamdulillah, which our deen teaches us, inshallah.
Subhanallah. This is a quality that's known as a khuluq of Islam.
Inshallah.
It's known as an innate quality, innate trait of Islam. Meaning, if you see a Muslim, he will have this quality.
Subhanallah.
Or he should be he should have this quality, male and female.
Subhanallah.
And that is the quality of haya, of modesty. And modesty is the attribute in which, the attribute that protects an individual from such an action that's disliked by Allah Almighty, as well as is disliked in the creation as well.
Allah.
As mentioned in Ba Haya Nojwan. Islam has a very beautiful aspect on Haya and upon modesty. And this is really something that we have to again revive within our time. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, undoubtedly, every religion has a khuluq, and the khuluq of Islam is modesty. As cited in Sunan Ibn Majah Sharif. So this quality of being modest has been mentioned on different occasions. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been described as being more modest than a non-married woman. This shows the level of high modesty, you know, the perfect quality and level of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam modesty. This is also in your, obviously, eyes, but as well as in your appearance. Okay, for both male and females, we have to observe this. Modesty of the eyes, to lower your eyes, to not look at unlawful things. Okay, and obviously in the way we dress as well. But I'd like to give a very famous example that's given to explain modesty and people who don't agree with it. Like, if you have a tangerine or an orange and you have one that's just not been peeled and one that's been peeled, you put them both out and the dirty flies will go towards, no doubt, the tangerine that's been already peeled. Okay. And in the same way, the one that's covered with its shell,
Allah,
that is protected. Allah. And no one goes near it. And this is the similarity that's given actually in one of the books of Amil al-Sunnat. I think the work's been done by Al-Madinatul Ilmiya. And the front cover is this. And the topic is on modesty. Just that image is enough to understand.
Allah.
You know, for a Muslim, the quality of Islam, the standout trait for a Muslim is being modest.
Subhanallah.
And this is something that both men and women need to adopt.
Mashallah.
Otherwise, if time allows me, I'd go further, but just this should be enough. Okay, it's such a quality which resonates with every sane person. And it's something that we need to again reintroduce within our lives, within our household, with our family members. And every Muslim should try their best to act upon these teachings as well, and to cover yourself, to protect yourself, and protect your eyes from the misuse.
Subhanallah. So reviews of Manichan, we are hearing about modesty, alhamdulillah. This is also the teaching of Islam, alhamdulillah. How to be modest. We've talked about many other things, you know, hospitality, looking after the neighbors, alhamdulillah. The list just can carry on, but our time will be finished. We want to listen to a kalam, inshallah, as well. Harun bhai is with us, inshallah. Harun bhai, let's hear a little kalam, inshallah, so that we can learn a bit more about Islam through the kalam, inshallah.
Kaliya zulfa wala dukhi dila da sahara, Kaliya zulfa wala dukhi dila da sahara, Qasam khuda di mainu sab nalo pyara, Qasam khuda di mainu sab nalo pyara, Kaliya zulfa wala dukhi dila da sahara, sab nalo pyara dasan ki mein mustafa di kehdi soni shaan hai dasan ki mein mustafa di kehdi soni shaan hai aap di tareef vich sara quran hai aap di tareef vich sara quran hai pad ke tu vekh jehda marzi si para Nazara, لو پیارا کر کے اشارہ سونا سورج نو موڑ دا کر کے اشارہ سونا سورج نو موڑ دا آپ چند توڑ دا تے آپ چند جوڑ دا آپ چند توڑ دا تے آپ چند جوڑ دا آپ چند توڑ دا تے آپ چند جوڑ دا بگڑی بناوے میرے نبی دا اشارہ بگڑی بناوے میرے نبی دا اشارہ قسم خدا دی مینو سب لا دو پیارا قسم خدا دی مینو سب لا دو پیارا کالیا زلفا والا دکھی دل دا سہارا قسم خدا دی مینو سب لا دو پیارا.
سبحان اللہ عزوجل. One of the teachings of Islam is that there is no one more beautiful than our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not made anyone like his beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So alhamdulillah, just a very few, you can say few minutes left, Bilal Shabir Madani. Alhamdulillah, just quick, you can say a roundup of what alhamdulillah we discussed, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, today, you know, we have discussed the main aspects of the teaching of Islam. We started off with Surah Al-Fatiha, the first few verses referring to Allah Almighty, then the rest are for the believing people and how it explains that Sirat al-Mustaqim is referring to the Ahl al-Sunnati wal-Jama'ah who believe in the Sahaba, who don't have bughs for any of the Sahaba, who respect the Ahl al-Bayt and respect and honor the awliya of Allah. Then we moved on to different aspects of the deen, and I want to end on the aspect of time management, or time. And time is a very important thing. Our life is made up of it. It's a priceless gift, and this is something that Islam gives utmost importance on. All of our acts of worship are spread out and are managed through time. The different states where the sun is during the day tells us the different timing of the prayers. And if we look at the moon tells us that when it has come, then the new Islamic month has started. And this is a beautiful aspect of our deen, time management. And this is what even today, you know, people on social media who are looking for a following, you know, people, motivational speakers, etc., they talk about this. Islam, its root is all of this, you know, the time management, the ibadat. You know, people who are Muslim but turn away from the worships, one thing they should try to reflect over is how Islam has taught us about time management within our ibadat. Meaning, if a person holds on to his prayers, he will become more punctual, more disciplined, and more successful in the long term as well. Because that comes with consistency. So time management and Islam go hand in hand, and Islam actually emphasizes to value our time.
آخری میسج یہ ہے کہ ٹیچنگ آف اسلام میں سے اگر اس کو سمرائز کریں تو ایک لفظ ہے خاص. اس کے اندر ہمیں تین ٹیچنگ آف اسلام مل سکتی ہیں. خاص, خا, الف, صاد. خاص سے مراد خدمت خلق. خواہ وہ نیبر ہے, آپ کے بچے ہیں, آپ سے ڈیپینڈنٹ فیملی ہے جن کا نان آف کا واجب ہے, جو خدمت خلق. دوسرا الف, اخفا, چھپانا. صدقہ دیا چھپا کر, کسی کی مدد کی ہے چھپا کر, کسی کے ساتھ نیکی کی ہے چھپا کر, کسی کی بروش کی ہے چھپا کر, سو مینی تھنگ, اپنی خود نیکی کی ہے چھپا کر. تیسرا ہے صاد, صبر. کوئی بھی مشکل آئی ہے اس پر صبر کریں, پریشانی ہے صبر کریں, کسی نے آپ کا حق نہیں دیا اس پر صبر کریں, آپ کو مشکلات پیش ہی صبر کریں. تو خاص, خدمت خلق, اخفاء اور صبر. تو یہ ٹیچنگ آف اسلام ہے, اس میں بہت ساری چیزیں چھپی ہوئی ہیں.
سبحان اللہ. You can say Ustaz Sahab have wrapped it all up in these three words. Alhamdulillah. Sadly, our time is finished. Let's see what the puzzle of the day was, inshallah. جی happy, subhanallah azawajal. This is something also our deen teaches us, to be happy inshallah azawajal. Keep a smile on your face inshallah. This is the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, amongst the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear viewers, inshallah, continue to watch Madani channel. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path